Cale McLean's the head coach of the Stockton Heat. We find the coach on the phone line right now. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks, Ryan. How are you doing?
We are well here. A small reprieve from cold weather, but we'll be back into the freezer with a low of minus 32 tomorrow. So wish us well on that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's March tomorrow. That's the same day that it's going to be minus 32. So we're dealing with that.
Ouch. Well,
yeah. How's the week gone?
Well, you're winning hockey games, so that's great.
This is true. I think over the long course of time, fans would trade that. No sweat. How's your weekend going? You played midweek, but then only had the one game last weekend.
Yeah, we played the midweek game on the road and took a loss to Ontario, which was a disappointing one. We thought we played pretty well in that game, actually. Thought we should have came out with 2 points. Came home, regrouped, and won a home game on Sunday against San Jose, which, if you've been following us, know that's something that we've been trying to do for a while now. So that was a good win for the team to get on the right side of that. And obviously, we're scratching and clawing for every set of points that we can get, because there's a gap, but we still feel like there's a situation where, with the amount of games we have, the amount of divisional games, the fact that we play the team that's in fourth a couple times. So, any 2 points is big, and we got to just continue to convert that this weekend.
Yeah, you've been on a decent little roll here, and you do need to get on a heater, but it's not out of the question. We were looking at the schedule earlier. Your season will end April 14th, so you've got pretty much a month and a half. How are you feeling about the brand of hockey you've been playing?
Feeling better about the hockey that we've been playing. I think that the team, over the last month, we've just been playing a better brand, tighter, and we're getting contributions from various aspects, whether it's, our go-to guys up front, getting some help from the blue line. Valimaki obviously is making a great positive difference for us on the blue line with his offense that he's adding in. We're getting good efforts in goal by John and Tyler Parsons. So I think overall the game is lifting up, and now, as you can tell in every league, things are tightening up. So you've got to really be on point to be able to squeeze out your wins, and we're just trying to build a little bit of a momentum here to get the snowball rolling. We've got San Diego 3 times in a row coming up. If we can get on the right side of those games, we're going to start to put ourselves in a position where, we're going to be breathing down Tucson's neck, who was in the last playoff spot as we speak.
San Diego had that incredible, 16-17 game winning streak earlier this year. They have been very, very solid, but they've also got a bunch of guys now up in Anaheim. I think they got Sam Steele back today, but Troy Terry, as well as I think Kevin Boyle will probably return soon, but has been up for the last little while. What do they look like the last couple of weeks? Because before that, they looked like maybe one of the best teams in the A.
Yeah, they were looking really strong. They've cooled off, but I would say that they're still a very strong team. Like, they've got some good depth despite having players that are up in Anaheim. They've still got a strong D core. They've got good depth up front. And, like you say, Sam Steele is a guy. Ben Street's another sort of veteran guy who's been around, who's a really reliable centerman in our league. And you get into, Connor Carrick's or Carrick and Tropp and guys that have been around and know how to win and can add to the young guys like the Steeles and the Terrys that sort of come in and out of their lineup as they move up and down. So, formidable opponent for sure. We've held our own against San Diego thus far this year. So we've got to make our hay here. I think we have to just find a way to make the games more important to us than they are to them, and possibly take advantage too. Like, they are, as you say, boils up. So we've got to make sure that we get lots of pucks directed toward their net.
Okay. So that's the team front. Individually, all the fans want to know, what has Yusuf Valimaki looked like? It's an extended amount of time that he's been healthy and playing, and as we've talked about in prior conversations, in nearly all situations. What's the latest report on the rookie defenseman?
Yusuf, he's doing well. He's gotten, as I sort of mentioned, he's gotten better as time's gone on, and I would say he's starting to be in more dominant fashion than he has. We played in Ontario the other night, Ryan, and he was, you know, just in terms of making his offensive decisions and sort of adding from the blue line. He made some plays offensively where he joined the rush or he came in off the offensive blue line. And not only similar to sort of Gio's goal last night, when you look at what Gio did, he came in and then all of a sudden there's a little bit of, you know, a head fake. And next thing you know, he's got some poise and he hangs around, scores a goal. Yusso didn't quite get to that step, but he made a couple plays where he just, you know, outweighed people. Had good vision on a couple of goals over the weekend and was a guy that sort of set things up for other guys. So I think that he's really coming into his own. He's playing heavy minutes and he is certainly showing that the poise and the skill, but another thing that he's showing is that he's got that ability to sort of communicate and lead on the ice, which is, that says a lot about a young man in his position. He can sort of direct traffic, and you see him even offensively. He wants the puck to go to certain places because he knows what's going to happen a play or two after that, and certainly has done a good job there. So getting into dominant form down here.
Dylan Dubé, he has been a regular for you in the second half of the season. 8 points his last six games. What have you seen from another rookie from the Western League?
Yeah, we always talk about his speed. I think that Dylan's doing a better job with his positioning. When you have that much speed, sometimes you can fly off the runway a little bit, and he's doing a better job of keeping himself in positions where when the play's over, he's on top of it and he's putting himself back into a position for the next play, staying available, staying engaged defensively. And as he does that, you can see him sort of get lined up for more and more plays. And when you have the speed that Dylan Dubé has, if you keep getting repetitive sort of kicks at the can with that speed, then next thing you know, you're doing some damage. And he did just that, I thought, through a couple games. And right now, I think he sits at a couple points over a point per game in this league. And I see that as, you know, a pace that Dylan is fully capable of and more. Now, he's not going to be dependent on the score like that in Calgary. He's going to be dependent on the play, you know, really sound defense and bring speed and create chances. So him working on that whole package is important. So I think he's doing a pretty good job of it lately.
He's 20 years old, and he's over a point per game at the American League level. I think that's, you know, fans will say, oh, he's doing well, that's good. But to really put that into context, yeah, that's quite a feat.
Yeah, that's a great feat for sure. He's that speed is dangerous, and he makes hay on it quite a bit.
Okay, final player update I want from you. John Gillies has won 4 of 5, and it seems like a stronger second half than first half, or maybe that's not even characterizing it properly because there was that speed bump defensively after Christmas, but safe to say a good month in February.
Yeah, a good month in February. He's playing some strong hockey. He's, you know, when we played San Jose on Sunday, there were moments in that game where he was the one that held us in the game. You know, there's always going to be those ebbs and flows. And we're down 1-0 for a lot of the game. And John made some stops that kept the game from turning into it, you know, being two goals down, that then gave us the energy. Once we scored, it's a tie game. Like, we just had to get our offense under us. And a big part of having the time to sort that out was John Gillies making some big saves, being positionally sound. So I think his game's coming along, and that's great news for everyone involved because, you know, you want a really strong goaltender down here. And I think John's getting there.
We usually chat with you Mondays, but this past Monday was NHL trade deadline, so we were full chaos mode, as you'd expect. Any nerves around that at the AHL level, or do you find that's removed enough where guys aren't worried about that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say they're worried in a sense that a lot of guys feel like they're the guys that are going to, you know, maybe move. I think what at the AHL level, a lot of guys look at it with some apprehension of what does it mean for me and where I fit into this organization? What does it mean if a new forward comes in or one goes out? Do I maybe move up or do I maybe get pushed further down on the call-up list? And so I think there's a lot of wonder and a lot of speculation on a day like that. But at the same time, I think there's much less apprehension in terms of, geez, will I have to pack my life up and get to a new town at the end of the day? Sure, it'll happen. But here, I think it's more about what are the changes going to mean to me down here?
Okay, good luck at home this weekend. You'll be sick of those goals by the end of this, but hopefully you take a bunch of points off them between now and next Wednesday, 3 in a row against one of the better teams in the A. Thank you, Cale.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Take care.